We do not seem to need food or sleep. I suppose we absorb moisture. I think our tenuous bodies are composed like clouds. But I do not know. Anyway, your boy's heart is still in the right place. I see your mind like a white screen, and I know I can write on it. Let's make a regular job of this book. You can edit the copy you get, of course. But don't put any literary frills in it, will you? When we get into the swing of it, tell some of the other mothers. But teach them how to establish communication with their boys, themselves. 24. I guess you had better wait until you feel me calling you after this. We have important duties that we should not leave. About telling others. That is what we are doing this for, isn't it? A kind of a comfort ye, my people idea. But we must be very wise and level-headed. I don't believe I should try to get messages for others. Every man his own medium is the best plan. It would be human nature to doubt the genuineness of a letter from this side. Faith stops short at this threshold. But show some friends who need this particular kind of comfort what you know. Don't back out when you are laughed at. It's all in the big business we have taken on. We do not know anything about the outcome of the war. Some of the teachers, a large number, have now arrived and are mingling with us in a friendly way, refer to past calamities in which the race has been practically obliterated and the earth reformed and repopulated. From this point of view, that is not such a terrible thing to contemplate, for we must start on the fact that the soul is immortal. There is no death for the individual. As so many, even material-minded men, realize, the body is an exchangeable garment and does not count in the history of the man. It seems that there have been an interminable number of races and nations lost in obscurity. They have moved on to other worlds, as this present race must be moved on. I do not know why civilization is allowed to reach a high mark before it is wiped off the slate. But that has been the rule, and so the Creator must have a purpose. I asked one of the teachers, and he said that the Earth is a preparatory planet. The human race is marked for an advanced existence and is brought to as high a degree of perfection as may be necessary to bring up the average. That is, the high degree of intelligence of the greater number lifts the lesser in the scale. We begin the new existence where we left off in the old. The more we have gained, the greater our advancement among far more favorable conditions. That is not clear. I'll get a better hold on the idea. There are a number of dogs with us. I do not know whether they are astral dogs or not. They look just the same to me, and they go with us and help with our work. P26. The boys who come out are simply delighted to see them. Jack Wells is back with us and in immediate command of our company. He has been to see his mother and he is one happy boy. She is somewhere here. Has been out for a long time. But one of the messengers found him for her and he got immediate leave to go. That sounded pretty good to me. He will tell me about things later. We are very busy. Don't try to hold your pencil any differently than you hold it ordinarily, mother, dear. I am not guiding your pencil. As I figure it out, I am simply dictating these letters, by some improved form of telepathy, to your mind. You do the writing. It is wholly simple. I really talk, and you hear. Please get the 2-hour audience. We all have perceptions and faculties that are capable of lifting us into supermen. The rub is we do not suspect our own powers. Do not let yourself be led into a maze of reasons why this thing cannot be. What is? If a theory of cosmic consciousness accounts for these communications to anyone, if he thinks your mind is drawing them from a reservoir which holds dream stuff and the intangible echoes of the thought of all ages, let it go at that. Don't argue. It is a funny thing that people always want to accept the most difficult creeds and to believe the most elusive doctrines. They, people, are a bundle of credulity and stubborn doubt. Of course their eyes will be opened in good time. But think what peace of mind they are missing. There are horses here, too. Good old fellows, that knows a chap's shoulder. I can't answer for them yet, or the dogs either. I told you that we are not given any power over bullets. That we can comfort but not save from what you call death. That is not quite the case, I find. Jack Wells directed me to stand by a junior lieutenant today and impel him this way or that to avoid danger. In this way I discovered that my perceptions are much more sensitive than they were before I came out. I can estimate the speed and determine the course of shells. I stood by this fellow and nudged him here and there, kept him from being hurt. I asked Wells if that was an answer to prayer. Wells said, "No, the young chap is an inventor, and has a job ahead of him that's of importance to the world." An older man spoke up and said, "Prayers are answered. Don't make any mistake about that. But they are not answered according to material ways of looking at things." I did not get his explanation well enough to venture to repeat it. I'll know more, probably, as I go on. Mother, dear, you are behaving like a brick. I tell you, we are going to get this mortality play across the footlights. And it must be known as truth. I don't mean to call it that. But you know what is in my mind. If you could hear the cries that come to us from mothers and fathers and wives and orphans, you would know how continuously I plan and mull over this proposition. If you could just make them understand that there is no death. If you could just make them know that they can call their own loved ones to them and hear, at first hand, that all is well beyond what has truly been called the veil. It is not more than that. It is not as much. A veil is woven fabric more or less resistant. We are separated from our living. I wrote living, please cross it out, because it would indicate that we are dead, and we are not, own folks by nothing but those unused faculties I spoke of on your side. Urge immediate development of these facilities, teachers will, I am told, soon appear who are capable of waking these sleeping senses. With that accomplishment we shall be face to face. I can't read your mind yet. Speak to me as you would if you could see my face. Fancy that we are sitting in the dark but fully aware of each other's presence. If you ever need me, especially, do not hesitate to call me, or at any other time. If I do not hear you, someone will carry the message on until I get it. I have been so engrossed with these strange happenings that I may have seemed cold. But dear, dear mother, I never loved you better than I do now. And I understand all the subtle wonders of your love for me, as your son, far better than I did before. I know you long for the touch of my hand, my big, red grip that you used to be too game to wince under. But be sure that I am Bob, your Bob, and that we are going to have all the time there is together. 30. You remember that we felt rather a shock when that woman you know edited a book of letters from this side in which clothes and victuals and drink were much dwelled upon. I think some one of those mischief makers that I referred to some time ago was fooling her. There are, as I explained, many entail ligances here that delight in playing jokes on the credulous when they can get on the etheric wave that is being used by communicants. Of course I am not competent to make any positive statement. But I think the conditions here are wholly spiritual. The physical body and its functions have been discharged. Only the emotions of the soul remain. I wonder if I can make that more plain? I surely want to be a reliable correspondent, and I want to show that while the human machine ceases with the body, all the fine raptures that made the happinesses of earth are with the spirit. I, myself, appear just as you last saw me. But I am doubtless clothed in that same cloud-like vapor that composes my body. I am the same, yet not the same. Freed from the gross conditions that attend humanity and yet capable of love and the higher expanse scenes of marriage. I shall have opportunities to learn definitely concerning these things and I will tell yon, as frankly as I have always told yon things that boys generally keep from their mothers. I have not seen anyone with wings. We cover any number of miles without fatigue. That is a good thing, for I have not heard of any rest from labor being advocated. We do, however, rest others. We ease the boffs in the trenches. They wonder how they can sleep so comfortably on the hard, wet ground, and for several nights. Now, I have been holding a sick boff in my arms. These duties keep us occupied almost all the time, but we have undiminished force and are never weary. I hear continually of the presence of the Savior on the battlefields. I think this must be true. Anyway, the dying are certain that he has been with them. And they are happy. They speak of his love. Tell this to mothers. Jack Wells talked with me last night, and he gave me a great description of what he saw when he went or semicolon I backslash for his visit. His mother heard that he had come west, and she sent a messenger for him. It seems the messengers are somewhat different from the rest of us. I will speak of that later. Jack accompanied this messenger. They pierced the envelope of the earth, or at least found some exit. From what Jack gleaned, he thought the world we have believed to be so tremendously powerful is really much like the smallest ball in the nest of balls that are carved out of ivory by Orientals. One within the other, you know, you have to penetrate one to gain access to another of larger size. So, as I understand it, the spiritual worlds of our solar system are swung into space, not separately, but together, each on its own axis but all moving in harmony as one. The progress of the soul is through these spheres up to the highest development. The earth is the material or lowest form. We have often wondered why Christ came to save one little planet when he seemed to belong equally to the whole universe. But it seems that this is the cradle of humanity, that herein was established the race of men, an independent order of creation that was to acquire through knowledge of sin and pain and sacrifice, a strength that should fit men for leadership among supermen. Jack's mother is in the next world, and from what he says I was not right about the manner of living. His mother received him in a home where other members of their family were waiting for him, and it was just a happy reunion. While he was conscious that they had all passed through the experience of death, he could not really see any change in their appearance. They were dressed in what appeared to be fabrics but were probably vapor stuff, and they seemed to eat and drink and live much as they lived on Earth. It is said that business is conducted along ideal lines, and agriculture is brought to perfection. There are many chemists and inventors at work to develop resources, and as the different globes are intercommunicable, the Earth gets the benefit of the discoveries. This figure is often used, and I guess it is a good one. Consider the system of planets all incorporated in a final atmospheric envelope as so many rooms in a school. All doors are open for the entrance and exit of everyone, high or low, in the whole school. The separations are mental. A pupil can jump over any grade if he has the ability. Those who qualify on Earth can enter advanced classes or conditions. The return or reincarnation of a spirit is a matter concerning which I am not informed. I know that many return many times. I do not as yet understand how this is accomplished, or whether it is voluntary or an arbitrary law. I hope I shall not have to go back. I'd rather take a fling among the other worlds. I could not be your boy, and I'd rather have you than any other mother. Jack's mother and sister are teachers. It is the business of those who are familiar with the law of the place to instruct others. Ruth Wells was killed in an automobile accident a day or so before she was to have been married. Her lover went out with the Canadians and has been doing great work in the air. He came out, died, while Jack was there, and he came straight to Ruth with a messenger she had sent to watch for his arrival. Now they are incorporated in one form. I do not quite understand this yet. I shall have to see the married to know what that means. But I am told that a man and woman are really one. Each half of a whole. When they are mates they are united. The matter of plural marriages is settled in this way. The real mates are brought together. The others finding their complementary selves. It is a difficult subject. Better leave it out of the question until I get it in clearer shape. I do not know which side dominates this. Dual personality. I talked it over with a group of fellows here, those who have just come out, and none of us liked the idea. You ask where I am? I am right now in and about Verdun, and I have not often been away from my division. As I told you, some of us are assigned to escort duty. When the boys come west, quote that, we nuffed and guide them across the invisible line. Most of them feel perfectly fit when they come. But some few are confused or frightened. Particularly about the sorrow of those they leave behind. Try and make this point plain to the families. The boys are all right. Do not mourn for them. Every tear torches the dead. Know that they are loving their folks and anticipating a meeting. I must go. The most important thing for us to consider is this: we are just as much alive as we ever were, and the ties of love continue. This does not necessarily mean the ties of relationship. Love is the dominating force. For instance, the fact that I am your son, born of your body, is not the thing that will unite us in this advanced life. There is a subtler bond which has nothing to do with consanguinity. Spiritual affiliation or sympathy is about what that is, as well as I can make out. But I am not yet far enough advanced to make any definite or authoritative statement. I only want to start this whole propaganda of comfort on the one sure thing: there is no death. This is during a lull in a battle. I inquired of the teacher why the German soldiers are so devoted to the Kaiser, how blind belief of millions came to be fixed on this one weak madman. For he is a lunatic. It was explained that a mesmeric wave has swept Germania from the throne to the far borders since William's grandfather ruled. Mesmer, the Austrian, set forces into operation then, which he has maintained since through the mind of the present Kaiser. I do not know whether that is a fact of science or a personal opinion. The man who told me is a stranger to me. He may not have any real information. Mother, I have found out another thing from this point of view. There is little or no fear of death among men who go into battle. The soul seems to remember, said Denley, that it may be about to repeat an interesting experience. The physical side of the soldier is dominated by the spiritual and carried on with a kind of thrilling joy. The meanest man sometimes surprises his comrades by exhibitions of courage. This is the reason. In this connection I must mention Cooper. You will remember that I wrote you about him when I enlisted. He seemed to be the one blot on our regimental scutcheon. A sniveling willy boy who was afraid to go home in the dark. We all wondered how he stood the examiner's gaff and was accepted. He had prayed, very likely, that he would be turned down. Well, he came west since I last wrote you. I happened to be near when the grenade fell in the trench and saw him grab it in his arms and scramble out with it before it exploded. He saved a whole company, among them many wounded. I went with him over the top and yelled, "Bully for you, Coop, old man." Then the bomb blew away his mortality, and he saw me. We left the field together, and I took him back among the hills where the particular group of helpers headed by Jack Wells gave him the glad hand. He's all right and a trump among us. Get word to his mother. 38. I got your word about the difficulties you are meeting in conveying the information. Isn't it curious that the human mind instinctively rejects the easiest answer to a problem? Do you recall how we laughed over that epitaph on a little white gravestone in New England? Since so quickly I was done for, I wonder what I was begun for? Well, get such comfort across as you can, but do not try to convince anyone that you communicate with me. You would probably be carted off to a padded cell if you should tell all we shall talk about. For I feel that we shall get on further soon. Wells says a new company is to relieve us, and we will proceed to our destination. Cooper is in a blue funk about his mother. She is frantic with grief, and he cannot communicate with her. She is like many Christians. She subscribes to a creed, but she doesn't believe it. If she would just take her pencil in her hand, and let Coop do the rest. Then she would come to know that her son and all the other sons are living and only kept from being happy and full of new and splendid ambitions by the tears of those they love on earth. To mourn is natural, but it really isn't natural to be hopeless. I got that little hint you wired me about knocking Christians. You see, I still need your bully judgment. I remember your little old tenet that no cause is won by criticism. And I believe we have a cause, Mother. Of course this matter of automatic writing, as you call it, is old and generally discredited. Some big, independent thinkers know that it is genuine in the main. But most folks are from Missouri. You have to show them something that can't be shown to material senses before they consent to be comforted. Too bad, isn't it? If Volk could see the way the fellows here feel, you would know why I harp on publicity for this scheme of communication. There may be a better one, but I don't know about it yet. Get two or three of the sanest women you know who have lost dear ones, and almost everyone has or will, and persuade them to try. Show them how you do. Tell them there is no mystery or flub-dub. Tackle Mrs. K, she is level-headed. Take her fully into your confidence, show her these letters if you want to. tell her to spread the truth. You know how you feel when you have been cross or unjust, or something like that, to someone you really care for. You can hardly wait to make up. That's the trouble on both sides with those who cross the line and those left there. Grief is mostly remorse for things done or left undone, and there is no chance to make up. Coop says he was a rotter to his mother, and he has lately heard her crying that she had been harsh with him when he was a little boy. How quickly they could square things if she only knew that he was closer to her in actual presence and in sympathy than he had ever been before. I want to speak about the little things that rankle in your heart. You remember when you spanked me with a hairbrush, and a thousand wasps of memory sting you. Let's laugh, just as we should if we recalled them together when you could see me grin. What matters now, and always, is that understanding love that binds us. We have the particular thing that will bring us face to face again. We are mother and son. But we are more than that. We are pals. That is what counts. I have been told this by an instructor from somewhere in space. You see, we are still right near you in the envelope of the Earth, assigned to the battlefields for service to the wounded and the dead. Quote dead. It is a misapplied word. But just as French officers are being sent to the American cantonments to teach advanced methods of fighting to our troops, so experienced teachers on this side are moving among us, getting us ready to meet and understand new conditions. They look like and they are men. As far as I can make out, we are going to a very real world, a globe divided into parts of land and water, one of the near stars, MAVP. I'll find out about that. We are, I'm informed, much the same as we were before we came, except that we are no longer limited or hampered by the flesh and bone body we formerly occupied. We have been raised spiritual bodies just like the old book says. But it is the spirit that quickeneth, isn't it? So there you are. We are still folks, and not still folks either, nobody dumb here, as far as I can learn. To return to the worlds. I hear that we are to swing along in the old reliable solar system with the rest of you. It seems Mother Earth has all the time been wearing her right title. I have heard that the Earth is the cradle, or the incubator, of the human race, and that the other planets, all intercommunicable, are inhabited by those who have passed through the Earth experience. There may be other mother planets. I don't know. But his kingdom ruleth over all. I have not tried to write you lately, because I have been on the job night and day. The world we are to go to will be the country of the young, in fact. So many boys are coming out. And they are all right. Do get that word across. Do make it your business to get that across. The one thing that troubles the men who come here is the fact that the ones that love them are in agony. Get around on that side of the question with your old pluck and tell the mothers and fathers and sisters and wives to stop crying. No man can stand the sight of tears, the sound of sobs. They feel it much worse here, because they can't get in touch to comfort. It's awful. It will seem queer when I say that we don't bother much about any physical pain our folks suffer. That is a transitory thing. We know it for what it is. But we are still capable of mental anguish. That is the hell material. And every tear shed on earth falls on our heart here. A wail is continually coming to us from every side. Have them stop it. I know you can't do much towards spreading this truth. But do something. What do you care what the neighbors think? If if you really get in touch with us, the news will spread. Tell them there is nothing solemn and mysterious about it. Get a number of women together. I'll come and bring an operator. Did I explain? If you can't send messages yourself and some cannot now, you transmit them just as we do when we drop into a Western Union or postal and write out our night letters. You are a good receiver because we had all that wireless work together when I was a kid. Get the women. Not the highbrows who know too much to believe anything as natural as interspace communication. But simple, homey mothers. I was wrong about Mrs. K. Too much learning has made her mad. Think of someone simpler, more convincible. 44. Make it plain that this communication is given from my mind to yours as plainly as an old man at £6 Broadway talks to his secretary about other invisible riches. Better not say that. What I want to do is to rid this system of all its bewildering and mystic features. Make an engagement for me, I'll attend, mentally, then sit down and take my messages openly, before folks. Everyone fears the unknown and minimizes the commonplace. The limitations of the human vision and the circumscribed range of the human perception of sound are what separate us. Not that we are forever, even in thought, hovering around our folks on Earth. That would be rather horrid, wouldn't it? We observe proprieties and wait for invitations. Just while we are trying to establish communications, we are making frequent calls. After that we go about our business and send our messages by operators from wherever we may be, and we'll make visits as boys go home at Christmas or birthdays. If you send very urgent calls, we must answer. But you will not do this when you know that we have important work to do in our environment. I do not know as yet what it is to be in my case. It may be electrical engineering or some wireless telegraph development. I hope it may be something that will lead to an understanding between the worlds. You ask who else are here beside the soldiers. In this particular group are only the men and women assigned to field service, mostly soldiers and Red Cross nurses. But we have encountered many women on the battleground, and among the wounded. These are mothers and wives who are on this side, and they look after their own. I am told that the war has called all these spiritual forces into action. There is a mobilization here of the generation immediately connected with the troops, fathers and mothers and near of kin, to attend these boys and to bring them out. We are still in the Earth envelopment. Jack Wells says we may be transferred to America. I would give anything for a little foreknowledge now. But we have not progressed far enough to claim that. Of course our intuitions are sharper than ever were before we came out. That is about all. And we all think that America is covered by a net of German treachery and an unthought of danger from within. There are cunning devils, in the flesh and out of it, conspiring against the United States. This young giant land of ours must not be beaten. The final victory must be with our flag. Let the women stand by. Beg them to do as you are doing. Yes, I know. Have them sell their jewelry and pour every luxury into the war fund. I'll tell you all I learn from time to time. A fellow of the Marine Corps has just come to this rest station with a girl. He is dazed and does not seem to recognize her. She is a schoolmate of his, and very likely has kept a little romance folded away in her soul. I hope he will recall her when he gets his bearings. She has been on this side for several years. Seeing her around him makes me think I'd like to have a pretty little thing like that fluttering around me. Mother, dear, when you are writing for me, be rather careful not to interpolate. You do not, much. But we want this to be pretty direct, don't we? Our only object now is to get this comfort, this possibility of communication between the seen and unseen living, to those that mourn. You do not feel any fatigue or strain, do you? Your arm does not get numb? Why should there be any effect of that sort? This is simply thought transference, dictation. A perfectly natural thing. Induce others to get into communication with these boys who want to butt in while I talk to you. I'm beseeched to give you addresses. But if you can get any publisher to take these notes, I guess that will be the best way to get an audience. Try or. They are both good firms and liberal thinkers. I hope I can go on before long where I can get into working harness. I believe my mind is going to be clearer and quicker to act than formerly. I mean to work on devices to combat the German machines. If I succeed, I'll get in touch with Edison, if he is still in the game there. In the meantime, I'll attend to my job of easing the hurts made by the guns. We have been taught to do that, otherwise there would be great suffering. I must go now. We are immediately going to start for the outside. Other companies have come to take our places on the field. I'm distinctly agitated. Do not know whether I shall be able to get in touch with you or not. Shall certainly try. Anyway, you will know that I am all right, and that someday we are going to be together again. Be a game little sport, and don't cry. I'll feel your tears if you do. And they will make me wretched. Everything is all right. No doubt, whatever. I hope that I shall be able to visit you. Anyway, we are mother and son and pals, always. I am still in the atmosphere. We had prepared to leave for a destination unnamed, for others arrived to take our places as helpers on the battlefield.